Good afternoon. It's Tuesday afternoon, and Tuesdays are very special. Brother Freedom is here, and I'm here. We're coming together in agreement for you. The Holy Spirit, we're trusting to move. We're giving God this house and this living room for His purposes. Brother Freedom is going to have a message from and through the Holy Spirit today. Father, we just thank you for your wonderful goodness. We thank you for your wonderful love. Father, we need you. Jesus, we need you. And Holy Spirit, we really need you. And we want you to fill us and touch us and change us. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time to be together. Bless the folks who are listening in Jesus' name. Amen.
We just want to welcome all of you out in the internet land, I guess that's what we'd say, because that's where this word's going to. God has put a call in my heart that there's a problem in the land today and we need to receive some instruction. And I don't have the answers, but God has the answers. And that's why it's not by might nor by power, but my spirit, saith the Lord. God himself is going to do a great work in this last days. It's not going to be by man. It's only going to be by a few people that will surrender just to be used of God. But they're basically not going to do with anything themselves. They're just yielding to the Spirit of God, and that's what God wanted intended a long time ago. We'd never gotten this mess we're in now. People would be restored, set free, on fire, all the things, because the Spirit of God would be the active force in the people. The active force now is not the Spirit of God, it's men, it's women, it's voices getting up and having little ideas here and there. And all these ideas come together, pretty soon it becomes confusion. Pretty soon it comes, you don't receive what you want to see. And there's an eye for an eye and tooth for tooth, and that's not the way that God wants to work. He works by His mighty Spirit. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. Father, we just pray for a mighty anointing this day. We pray for the liberty of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, for the angels of God round about your people in a very powerful way. We pray that you set the hearts free this day. Give them strength to hear from on high the words of wisdom from heaven. We pray that you speak to our hearts in a very special way, in a very just way, in a very holy way. And Father, we know as ourselves we are not unworthy to do anything. And Father, our worth is in you. And Father, we realize that we have to rely totally on you all the time. And Father, I cast my cares upon you now. I come to you. I pray that you'll use me for your glory. And I pray that the anointing that comes out will be you and won't be me. Because I have nothing to offer. I just have only what you give me. I pray that you'll give me words of wisdom. You'll give me words of knowledge. You'll just give me what I need to do thy will. And I'll be obedient to your will, to your voice, to your calling. Father, we just pray that you bless your people mightily. We pray that you strengthen them, uphold them, uplift them. And we thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Through letters, through messages that we get throughout all the world, that we hear things that people say, it's out of their heart. And one of the things that we're hearing a lot is about how do we really keep from having all these problems? We see people, they're struck by fear. They're walking in unbelief. They're walking in no power. They're walking in weakness. But I believe that God has the answers. It's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit, said the Lord. A couple years ago, my brother and I that's in this room here with me, we was at a Saturday morning breakfast from a certain church that wanted us to go and attend, so we went. And it was just a men's, and there was nothing really spiritual going on at all. I mean, it was the most negative thing I ever seen. I mean, I was trying to say a little bit about how miracles I'd seen, and I mean, this pastor was sitting right next to me, and he was trying to quiet me down. But what they was talking about is this one fellow, he was going to go out and get some railroad ties, which he did, but they put too many ties on the trailer, blew all the tires out. And then they had troubles. You know, that's the way we are in life. Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the first verse declares, I'd like to read that, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised, ashamed, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. This is a picture of what's taken place. God came to take away the curse, the sin that comes on all of us. That we was weighted down, every one of us weighted down, had guilt, we had unbelief, we didn't have no joy, we were sad, was full of envy, strife, confusion, jealousy, judgmental, very full of self-opinions. And all these are weights that are so easily beset us. And what happens is these weights come on us after we're saved and set free. We think we're pretty good, but if we're not careful, the enemy comes. The Bible, Jesus talked about it many times. The enemy comes in the night to do some little hindrances in our life. He does that because he is the one of the darkness. We are the children of light. So for that reason, in darkness, when we're asleep, and he takes advantage of us. And that's why we need to pray, Lord, just keep me this night. Put a hedge around about me. I pray that nothing shall come into my dwelling. No evil shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh unto my dwelling. God wants us to have assure ourselves that all is favorable for us every night when we go to sleep. But what happens, myself included, we get a little bit lax, we get a little bit tired, we're a little bit feeling, well, all our needs are not asleep. But the next morning, we don't even recognize the next morning. But through the night, there's a little bit of doubt planted in our spirit. There's a little bit of envy for some reason we have it. It's not a big amount, it's just a little bitty. But pretty soon, this starts happening. And when we start being attacked in one area, it goes in all areas. So pretty soon we're having trouble, a little bit of lust problem. Or pretty soon we don't have that loving spirit that we should have. We're not considered about our brother or sisters no longer. We've lost our first love. And we've gotten very cold. We go from hot to cold real fast. And we're walking in that realm that we want to stay away from. Because we are lukewarm. And that lukewarmness is the area that causes us to get cold. So anytime that we're not hot, then we are a little lukewarm. You put a thermometer on us, we're supposed to be up there at pretty good temperature. Pretty soon we start dropping 10, 15, 20 degrees. That means we're going downward. And if we don't watch it very soon, we're cold. We're down almost freezing. And freezing, that's when we get a little bit really out of shape. That's when we maybe get a little bit of even almost possession of the wrong spirit within us. We get confused. Our eyes are on the situation, not on the one that can save us. We've lost our way. We're walking as blind men, walking in darkness. We lose our hope. We lose our strength. We lose our anointing. We lose everything. We're still groping around as blind men in the darkness. There is no power. If you live around like we do, sometimes electricity goes off the night and everything's dark. And we're pretty soon, that's what we're spiritually, we can wake up to our senses and say, hey, what's wrong? I'm not feeling, I'm not joyful this morning. I don't want to pray this morning. And we let this go by for a time, the season. And pretty soon we realize that we're in trouble. And that's why we need to lay aside every weight and every sin that's so easily beset us and run that race with patience. We need to take advantage. We need to take what is on board of our load every day. We need to seek God and say, what am I carrying on my back today? Is there a lot of guilt, a lot of shame, a lot of unbelief, a lot of immorality? And these things come in real slow. It's like a bad thing. It just comes in a little bit of time. And pretty soon, we're consumed. And then we get these letters saying, I'm in trouble. But what we really all need, myself included, is every morning spend time with the Lord. And that's something we have to plan to do. We have to take time to be holy. Because we need to realize that there's heaven to gain and the hell to shun. And if we don't take time to seek God, to call upon His name, to call upon Him while He's near, we're going to lose that abundant power that God has graced us with, that we might have the abundant power from heaven, that we can lay hands on the sick, that we can do the work of the ministry. That's what's wrong with the ministry now. The ministries are depleted. The man ministries are not what they should be. You can go to a man-operated church, and there's not too many people that have the anointing. I'm saying truthful. I go to a lot of places, and I don't see it. It's not there. A lot of times, they go through the whole service and don't even pray. I've seen that, too. The sermons they got are all made up from them. It's a made up, it sounds supposed to sound good, but boy, about halfway through it, you get bored. It's the heaviness is on the, in the service. You don't feel the anointing because the Spirit of God is not there. The Spirit of God is the force that needs to be activated in your services. And those services, when they're dry, you receive nothing. You actually receive the other way. You receive doubt. You should receive fear. Where there's fear, there's torment. Perfect love casting out all fear. And that's what we realize, that the churches of God need to be full of love. We need to walk in His umbrella of His compassion. We need to walk in that loving kindness, that tender mercy, the saving grace of God that's so validated for us every day that we can walk in victory. We can walk not denied. And when we need a hallelujah time in the Lord, I will lift my eyes to the hills. What's come my help? My help comes the Lord. We need to look to God, call upon Him while He's near. We need to seek Him. But God will not force Himself on any of us. God is special. If He forced Himself on us, it would be easy. In Hebrews it all says, He chastises those whom He loveth. So sometimes He chastises us with love to help us to get back, hopefully, in the right path. To coax us along because He sees the latter end of our life. If we lose out on this great inheritance that God has given us, we lose out on that heavenly blessing at the last hour, and we're off asleep, and we're off doing something that not really, not wanting to live. And I don't care how people want it. There's people who believe different ways in this, but I believe that's a little bit what's going to happen. And unless we're in tune with heaven, He says He's coming for those that's looking for His coming. And if we're out here living in sin at that time, it behooves us to live a little closer to the Lord, to seek what we're doing, to lay aside every weight and sin that comes upon our life. We might walk in His fullness. We all have problems. We all make mistakes, but we need to have a occurrence every day or so and take accountability. We need to seek what our terror is. We need to see what's on our load. We need to get some of that dead weight off our lives. We need to get rid of that unbelief. Unbelief will take you down. Unbelief will take you, it'll take you to a place that you cannot get back. And then I'll tell you, you have the unbelief will take you down. You can't pray for nobody. And the opposite is faith. You need faith, 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 faith. The just shall live by faith. And I'll tell you what, there's one another commodity. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. He is the arranger of our lives to keep us in perfect peace. He will keep in perfect peace His mind and stay on me because we trust in Him. We need that counsel of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. We need that correction that comes from heaven. We need that power, that anointing to help us, to shelter us, that we can walk and not lose our way. We get letters from people that they're very, we know that death is hard to come against. I mean, I've just come through it myself. Death is something that we do mourn. We're made that way. But God helps us. And there's other things that can come against us also in the morning. We pretty soon we feel like that we're rejected. And pretty soon we lose maybe our first love. We lose maybe our direction. We also lose that prayer, that one that prayed with us. And then we start losing because we're hurt. We call upon God in a different way. We call upon Him as a hurt child, and we should be there saying, Lord, I love You. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord in me. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all of my fears. We need to lay aside all these weights and fill our hearts with love of God. We need to fill our hearts with praises to God. We need to fill our hearts with reading the Word of God. We need to pray, fill our heart with the glory of God, that we might be a vessel of praise, that we might walk before His presence with singing, have that joyful noise that's in our hearts with great laughter, with great benefits of His power. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We need that, and to lay aside all those weights of the things of this world that set us down. We need to take the things of God that lift us up. We need something to take away the part of that heavy weight that draws us down. We need that uplifting of the Spirit of God. We need that uplifting of the glory of God. We need the choir of God upon us. The choir that lifts up in spiritual places, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that we might walk as a just servant, that we might walk in His peace, that we might walk in His judgment, we might walk in His calling. And here, after today, if you're where you this day, I pray that God will touch you in a mighty way. I pray that He'll heal you this day. I pray, I see for all over the world this day, but there's a couple in England. I pray for you right now, this very day, that you'll be set free this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. I pray the empowering Spirit of God will be upon you. The glory will come down at this very minute in the wonderful name of Jesus. You're healed. You're saved. You're on fire. God will go with you. And all over the world this day, it's for everyone. You can receive the adoption of God. God's greater than what you're facing. He's greater than the problem you're reaching out. He is there to help you. He's there to save you. He's there to equip you. He's there to make you wiser in your, not in yourself, but in Him, that you'll have the right answers. You'll have the right counsel. You'll have the right judgment. You'll have the right peace. You'll have the right joy, because it will be the joy, the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of God, that God grafted you, that you might receive that. Greater is He that's in you. That reason that Jesus went away, He says, I will send the Comforter. That Comforter will be upon you this day forevermore, and you will have the Comforter of God, and you will pray in that heavenly language, which will help you to help you, to settle you, to profit you as a just child. Call upon God, and He will do this for you in the wonderful name of Jesus. To Him be all glory, to Him be all praise, to give Him be all knowledge. He is there to help you, to save you, to equip you. Come close, my people, come, for I love you this day. I'm here to uplift you. I'm not here to scold you, but I'm here that you might be blessed. Cast on all your cares upon me. Give those cares to me this day. Give me those weights, those problems you face. Give to me, and I shall give thee a new structure. I shall give thee a new favorability of my glory upon thee. And I shall favor thee, and they will no longer be weights pulling thee down, but they will lift the opposite. They will lift you up. They will encourage you. They will give you, as an uplift, you'll be like a great blimp to pick up weight, a helicopter. You'll have a supernatural power of God that don't bring you down, but it'll lift you up. It'll encourage you. It'll strengthen you to a place of higher calling, of higher judgment, and you'll no longer hear as natural man, but you'll start as natural woman, but you'll hear as a spirit woman, the spirit man. You'll hear, thus saith the Spirit of God, and God will help you, to equip you in this last hour. Then you'll walk in faith through Him. The just must live by faith. In this hour, He wants to change you from natural to not from the glory to into glory. You need to walk out of, many out there, you're in glory, G-O-R-Y, but you need glory, G-L-O-R-Y. You need the glory of God. You need the peace of God. And God's here to say, it's time. I want to touch you. I'll heal you. I shall bless you. I shall keep you. And I shall uplift you. Be not afraid, for I shall go with thee. I shall go with thee, my child. I will bless thee forevermore. Remember that day by day. Don't let this come and take thee down no longer. For I have healed thee at this time, this second, forevermore. You're healed, saith the Spirit of God. Take it. Receive it. It's yours. It's yours. Amen. Amen. God said it's done. It's done. Hallelujah. 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 Get away. Leave those weights. Don't receive them no longer. Let God fill you. Let God bless you. Wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I feel the glory of God here. The glory to God. God's here to bless you. God's here to sympathize with you. To make Himself real for a mighty blessing. God bless you, wonderful people. I think God's also spoken so heartily. Receive it. Receive it. It's from God. And receive it. It's mine. Say it's mine. It's mine. Yes, it's mine. Oh, hallelujah. I'll take part of it too. Glory.
And while the glory is on you, if God has a prayer or anything for Nicole with Parkinson's disease, I believe some of that was for her too. Praise the Lord.
Which one's Nicole now?
Nicole. She's here in the States somewhere, and she is only 43, and she has fighting Parkinson's disease.
Father, I just come to my attention right now that Nicole, you have Parkinson's disease that's been spoke to you, but we're going to pray the Father right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. That's nullified. It's not alive in your body. Father, I pray, that you'll bring healing to this body, Nicole, in the wonderful name of Jesus. It'll leave you. You'll have it no longer. You'll not receive it. To God be the glory. To God be the praise. It's done. Receive it. The enemy doesn't want it, but God wants to give it to you anyway. It's done. It's done. Receive it. Glory. Nicole's for you. God bless you. God bless you. God loves you. It's done. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.